If you noticed in the last few weeks, we are doing the call to worship a little different. It starts with a paragraph from the pastor, and then we do together the prayer of confession. And usually on the online service, I do one, and then somebody helps me with the affirmation or prayer of confession. But Judy's still in the hospital with her treatments, and so I'm going to be doing both. And bear with me. But, you know, this is a promise that was read in our scripture reading in John chapter 14. Jesus promised his disciples that when he left them, they would receive the Holy Spirit who would stay with them forever. Then when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all gathered together in one place and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. So let us come and worship God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, as we pray together the prayer of confession. Lord, you promised that when we have a helper and a counselor and a comforter to be with us forever, even your Holy Spirit. Forgive us for being so preoccupied with our own plans and thoughts that we had often ignored or refused to listen to the voice of your Spirit. Overcome our lethargy and our selfishness and our ignorance, and we pray and make your will known to us. Thank you. Come, precious Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen.